Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.
I want you to inject Jenna with CF-29.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Now, hold on, both of you. Don't shout me down before you've heard me. Frank, you and I know enough about rats to know they react remarkably like humans to drugs, and at their own level to logical problems. Has a single one of the 62 rats we've injected with CF-29 come to any harm whatsoever?
They're rats. They're not human.
Well, rats, yes, but thanks to CF-29, much more intelligent rats than they were before.
A play for radio. The Maze by Stuart Farrar. Remember the old-time kind of radio play? Those of you over 40 did part of your growing up with an ear glued to the loudspeaker of a big old radio enshrined in the living room. Those of you under 40 may also have heard the old-time radio play, because it's been resurrected from the 1930s and enjoyed now for its campy and nostalgic values. The plays rarely have any value as literature, as reflections of life. The stock characters are tools of the plot, and the plot, the story itself, twists and turns in predictable, life-defying ways. And yet at their best they can be fun to listen to escape to. They don't ask to be taken seriously. The Maze is that kind of play. It was written for Earplay by Stuart Farrar. Turn out the lights if you can, and give yourself a refreshing whiff of unreality. Let your mind wander through Stuart Farrar's The Maze.
Give up, girl. You're doing fine. You're nearly there. Good. Four down, one to go. Left or right? Now, which is it, eh? No good. That's right. My God, you're a quick one. Clever, too. There. You've earned it. 38.6 seconds.
Oh, Douglas.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Douglas, may we interrupt?
I've got a time as any, I suppose. Enter this batch. Hang on while I note the time. 38.6. Yes, Liz.
Oh, Douglas, this is Shirley Kane.
Hi.
Our second typist at last. Shirley, my husband, Dr. Douglas Harvey.
Nice to meet you.
Afternoon. Done any scientific work before?
Not really, Doctor. I've been with the supermarket.
Oh, God help us.
Well, it won't take Shirley long to pick it up, I'm sure. You have to be accurate in supermarkets, too. And God knows we need more help. Doreen's been up to her ears.
True enough.
Hey, what's in there?
In there are white rats, obviously.
We use a lot of experimental animals, Shirley.
Vivisection line?
Well, no. Well, not these, anyway. My husband's doing intelligence tests with them.
Oh.
They have to find their way through the maze to reach the food at the end. And then he records how long it takes them and so on. And then all the results come through me because I'm the statistician. So really, one of your jobs is going to be typing out the reports. And there are lots of figures in them. And the figures have got to be right. Now, you think you can manage that?
Sounds just like the supermarket.
Yeah, I guess it does. Well, look, can you find your way back to the office?
Oh, easy. Out there, around the lawn, and it's a long building with a funny curtain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, then I'll see you later.
Bye for now.
The long building with the funny curtain.
Well, that's what they are. You were a bit rough on the girl, darling.
She'll get used to me. You know what, Liz? I think we're on to something with Frank's CF-29, the antihistamine one.
Oh, what have you got?
Well, it's too early to say, but I put 24 through the maze today. 12 injected with CF-29 and 12 control group. Yeah. The controls average 42.4 seconds, and the injected group... Well, hang on while I add the last one. Plus 38.6 divided by 12. Average 36.73.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's worth a larger series.
Well, I'll say it is. How fast can Beasley get me another 100 rats?
Well, right away, probably. He's well stocked at the moment.
Good. 50 control. I'll inject 50 with Frank CF-29.
No, you won't. You're getting carried away again. No, as the laboratory statistician, I will not allow sloppy methods, Douglas Harvey. I insist on a double-blind test. Frank will inject 50 of them. I'll keep the record, and then you won't know which is which until you've completed your series.
Ooh-hoo. Hagridden at home and in the laboratory, I don't know.
Oh, you are spoiled rotten in both places. All right, now back to work, because I don't want you staying late. Frank's coming to dinner, remember?
You see what I mean?
Oh.
Can I taste a bit of yours, Frank?
Oh, Jenna, are you trying to get me in trouble with your mother? This is straight scotch. You're much too young.
But Daddy says children should learn about alcohol as they grow up, bit by bit.
Mm. Well, that means a thimbleful of wine on special occasions, nothing else. And stop trying to con Frank just because he's soft-hearted.
I didn't. I was very polite.
So you were, Jenna. How's school going?
All right. Mommy, can I take Judy for a walk?
Well, just for 10 minutes, because we're going to be eating.
If Daddy's back by then. He's naughty. You told him not to be late.
Well, don't you be. I'll be mad at both of you.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Did I drive her away mentioning school?
Well, it's a touchy subject at the moment. Doug's been leaning on her a bit since her last report card.
Oh. Sorry if I stepped on her toes.
Oh. She won't blame you, Frank. You're her favorite grown-up.
Can't think why.
For the same reason that you're ours. Because you're comfortable to be with.
Comfortable, hmm?
Oh, sorry. Guess that did sound a bit patronizing. Wasn't meant to be. I should have said because we always feel at ease with you.
You're at ease with everybody.
Are we? Oh, I get along with people, I suppose. And Douglas just walks all over them without noticing them, so I guess you could call that being at ease.
Only when he's thinking about his work. He's very single-minded.
Frank, you're just as good a worker as he is, and you don't walk all over people. Are you surprised that Jenna likes you?
Well, no, wait. Just not walking over people seems a rather negative virtue, as far as I can see.
You negative. Oh, Frank.
What's Jenna's trouble at school?
Oh, she's bottom of the class at almost everything. Doug worries about it a bit.
Oh, don't you?
Well, of course, but... Well, I just think she's a late bloomer. I was myself, but... Oh, Douglas is afraid she may not be very bright.
Not very academic, perhaps, but she's a lovely kid. Her personality, I mean. Academic ability isn't the only thing that matters, for God's sake.
Well, it is for Douglas. And unfortunately, he lets Jenna see that it is.
Well, it's a pity if he does. Too much. But it's understandable, Liz. He's brilliant himself, and those are his standards. He just wants what's best for her.
Oh, come off it, Frank. He just wants her to reflect the maximum credit on the great Douglas Harvey.
I wouldn't say that.
No. Of course you wouldn't. You're much too loyal to your friends. And if that family of mine doesn't turn up soon, dinner's going to be burnt to a crisp. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, what?
Look, I wasn't sneering at you, so please don't change, okay?
Do people ever?
Oh. All too often. Oh, my dinner is saved by the bell. Would you pour yourself another drink?
Okay, will do.
Down,
bye.
Judy, down.
Mommy, Judy got in a fight.
Oh, you lose
know
if you did, too.
I better go
watch
her. Oh, hi,
Frank. Hi. God, that dog. Anybody thinks she hadn't seen me for a week? She weighs a ton. Pour one for me, too, with an ambush.
Sure will. Well, tell me, did Judy win the fight?
Oh, I suppose so. It was over by the time I met them. Frank, did Liz tell you about your CF-29 and my rats?
Yeah, she mentioned it. Only a small batch of them, though, wasn't it? Yeah, here.
Oh, thanks. A dozen? Hmm. But it cut their average problem-solving time by 13.37% compared with the control group.
Hmm. Even with a dozen, that could be significant.
Why, it must be. Look, can you let me have enough CF-29 for more tests on 50, say?
Well, I'll have to check in the morning. Remember, I'm developing it as an antihistamine drug. That's what it's all about, and our good director, Connor, is very, very interested in that. You scrounged some for your experiments on rats' intelligence. It was a diversion as far as he was concerned.
Well, what do you mean, diversion? Look, Frank, I could be onto something.
No, wait a minute. I'm not arguing. It's just that you've been getting small samples from all drug projects at the lab.
Well, so what?
Well, if you suddenly want amounts big enough to affect priorities, we'll have to have Connor say so. You know CF-29 takes days to prepare, even in small amounts. And the amount that you want will set my test programs back a bit.
We'll see him first thing tomorrow. You back me up?
Hmm? All right. All right. I've got some other things I can do.
Yeah, helping me with my test for a start.
No.
Now, you know, Liz is right. It'll have to be a double-blind series, so I want you to do the injecting without telling me which are the control rats.
All right, enough shock, you two. Dinner's ready.
Yeah, oh, okay, Liz. Look, Frank, I had a hunch about CF-29 after the first half hour.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's the 28th drug I've tried, and it's the first one that's shown any promise at all. Come on, let's see. Come.
Shirley, how are you coming?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Harvey. Just finished.
Oh, good for you. Gee, you're quick, I must say.
I'll get Doreen to check it through with me. Don't want any mistakes, do we?
No, but I'll do that with you. I mean, I might spot a mistake of my own. You never know.
Oh, not you. But what's it all mean? There's a lot of words I don't understand, never mind the figures.
Well, it all means something pretty astonishing, Shirley. You know what CF-29 is.
Mm-hmm. This medicine Dr. Underwood's invented.
Right. Well, my husband has discovered that if you inject white rats with CF-29, it makes them smarter. I mean, quite a lot smarter, in fact.
The medicine makes them smarter? Mm-hmm.
Well, look, there were 50 rats injected with CF-29 and 50 without it. Now, Dr. Harvey put the whole 100 of them through a lot of tests on those mazes of his.
Uh-huh.
And on the average, the injected rats solved the problems nearly 15% faster than the uninjected ones.
Wow.
Well, that's what it boils down to, though. We found one or two other things as well. Like, for instance, CF-29 affected female rats even more than male ones.
Huh.
It made the females about 16% faster. The males only about 14%.
I bet the females were brighter to start with anyway.
Gee, I'd love to be able to say so, Shirley, but I'm afraid those figures don't show any significant difference.
Significant?
Mm-hmm.
That means big enough to prove something, right?
Right. You see, you're learning the language fast.
Maybe if you gave me this CF-29 stuff, I'd learn even faster. Hey, Mrs. Harvey, would it do that? Make people smarter, too?
Well, there's a very long way to go before we can answer that one, Shirley. I mean, we don't even know yet if CF-29 is safe for humans. Well, that's one of the things Dr. Underwood will be working on over the next year or so. You know, very careful tests on volunteers, watching for side effects and so on. Oh, there's a long way to go.
Interesting, though, huh?
Yeah, very. Oh, by the way, you know you mustn't talk about all this outside the laboratory, don't you?
Oh, no. Have somebody else rip off our idea?
Mm.
Oh, no way. I'm on your team.
You are indeed, Shirley.
Oh, for God's sakes, Jenna, think. The object is to isolate the unknown on one side of the equation so that the other side gives you a numerical value, right?
I suppose so.
You suppose so. How can I possibly explain it any more clearly? First, what's the unknown?
X.
Oh, you know that much. Good. Now, how are you going to isolate it?
What's isolate?
Oh, for God's sake. Isolate means get it on its own. So how are you going to do that? Jenna, don't be a crybaby.
I'm trying, Daddy. I'm trying to understand.
Hey, you two. How's it going? Jenna, what's the matter, honey?
This child is thick. That's what's the matter.
Jenna, sweetie, don't, darling.
You're right, Mommy. I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
I must be. You and Daddy, you're so smart.
No, baby. Now, quiet. Not quite. Jenna, darling, you know, I found homework difficult, too, when I was a little girl.
You're just saying that to be nice.
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you a secret. I cried, too, sometimes.
Did you really?
Really. And look, baby, try not to be too upset with Daddy if he gets impatient.
He's been working very hard, you know, and, well, sometimes that makes people a little bad-tempered. Now, why don't we put all this away for tonight?
Because it's got to be done for the morning.
Oh. Well, then, let's look at it together, okay?
Okay. Daddy says I've got to get an X on its own.
That's right. And that's not as hard as it looks, honestly. You'll soon get the knack of it. Now, let's see. We know that that side's the same as the other side, don't we?
Yeah. That's what equals means.
Of course it does. So, they will still be equal if we do the same thing to both of them, won't they? I mean, like adding the same amount or multiplying by the same amount?
She came and kissed me goodnight, so apparently I'm forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know, Liz, I shouldn't have snapped at her, but she was being so slow.
No, you should not have snapped at her. Apart from anything else, it doesn't help her to learn anything. It just paralyzes her. She either freezes up or panics. She is not stupid if you will just take her along gently.
All right, so I'm not a professional teacher, but the ones at the school are. So how come Jenna's below average?
I keep telling you, she's a late bloomer, just the way I was.
I think you're rationalizing and probably exaggerating your own memories. And if you're wrong about Jenna, very soon it'll be too late.
Oh, too late for what, for heaven's sake? To turn her into a scientist like us? You know, that doesn't have to be right for her.
Well, of course not. But anything worthwhile demands intelligence. Whether she wants to be a doctor or a teacher or, oh, hell, even a checkout girl at the supermarket. And face up to it, Liz, that girl is below average. Her report cards prove it.
They prove nothing of the kind. If you ask me, they prove she's scared stiff by the demands of her oh-so-brilliant father. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Douglas. That's how I feel.
Well, at least there's something her oh-so-brilliant father can do about it.
Yeah. Handle her more tactfully. More gently.
All right, I'll try, but that's incidental. I meant something positive.
What, then?
It can wait till morning.
Well, whatever for?
Because I want Frank's help.
Well, that I find reassuring. Jenna likes him, and he's sensible with her.
Equally to the point, he'll do anything you tell him since he's in love with you.
What did you say?
Oh, don't you be stupid, too. The man's crazy about you. Has been for months.
I very much hope you're wrong.
Well, I don't see why. You're my wife. He's much too high-principled to try to do anything about it, so you're safe. And faithful admirers can be useful sometimes.
You know, I didn't think even you were that cynical. Suppose you were right. What about Frank's feelings? Do you enjoy the idea of your friend being unhappy?
Unhappy, Frank? Don't you believe it. He's a natural-born martyr. Unrequited love is food and drink to men like him.
And you find me useful? And Jim?
Oh, Liz, don't be melodramatic. You're talking like a schoolgirl. You're my wife. Jen is my daughter. Come on, I'll help you with the dishes to prove I'm useful. And stop looking so damn serious, girl. It doesn't suit you.
Now, what the hell's this all about?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea, Frank. Something for Jenna's problem, he said, and we need your help on it. And that's all he'd tell me till we're all three together.
Well, then where is he? It's 10 past already.
Well, you know Douglas.
I know. I've got work to do. Oh, I'm sorry, Liz. I didn't mean it that way. If I can help with Jenna at all, you know I'm only too glad.
Yes, Frank. And believe me, I appreciate it very much. Oh, here.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Connor held me up. I'm the blue-eyed boy since he read your report on the test, Liz.
Well, I should think so. You know, that could be quite a breakthrough for the laboratory. I've been thinking about some of the implications.
Well, of course you have, and so have I, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh? I thought this meeting was about Jenna.
So it is.
I hope you don't mean what I think you mean.
I'm not with you.
Quick as ever, Frank, huh? Yes, that's precisely what I do mean. I want you to inject Jenna with CF-29.
Are you out of your mind?
No. Now, hold on, both of you. Don't shout me down before you've heard me. Frank, you and I know enough about rats to know they react remarkably like humans to drugs, and at their own level to logical problems, which is why they're the number one laboratory animal.
My daughter is not a laboratory animal.
Of course she's not. But what's helped them can help her. And she needs help.
No, she needs patience and love and understanding, not shots in the arm from some untried drug.
Has a single one of the 62 rats we've injected with CF-29 come to any harm whatsoever?
Those are rats. They're rats. They're not human.
Well, rats, yes, but thanks to CF-29, much more intelligent rats than they were before. And that's all that's happened to him.
Oh.
And Frank's preparing to test it as an antihistamine on human beings. Hell, he's got his people listed already. So he can't think it's all that dangerous.
Adult volunteers, not children.
Well, what's the difference? They can decide what's right for themselves. We can decide what's right for Jenna. In fact, it's our duty to.
Well, you're damn right it is, and I've decided no.
What if I say yes?
You inject that child, and as her mother, I will sue you for assault.
Cut out the dramatics, will you, Liz? Besides, I'm not going to inject her. I'm asking Frank to. He's the medical doctor. It's his job, technically and ethically.
Ethically?
All right, hold it, you two. Just hold it. For God's sake, let's cool it. Now, Douglas, listen to me. I agree with everything that Liz says.
Oh, you would.
Now, just listen. Just listen. I agree with her for a number of very practical reasons. Now, let's assume that you are sincere about this, that you genuinely want to help Jenna.
Thank you very much.
But I still think that this would be a physically and mentally dangerous way to do it, as well as ethically wrong. All right. I am ready to test CF-29 as an antihistamine drug on human volunteers, which means I'm at the stage where I'm satisfied the risk is minimal. But these, I repeat, are adult volunteers who've had everything explained to them. They're mature enough to make their own decisions. Every one of them's a medical student, and every one of them has an allergy of one kind or another. So they've got two reasons for volunteering to take that minimal risk. They have a medical interest, and if CF-29's all that we hope, their allergies may be relieved or cured. And each of them has signed a release form absolving the laboratory of liability. Now, neither of those reasons applies to Jenna, and she's not old enough to sign that form.
Well, fair enough. But we could give permission for anything you recommended.
Okay. And I recommend against it. And I'll tell you why.
Now, incidentally, you're wrong. She does have an allergy to cats.
Oh, Douglas, really?
For God's sake, listen, Douglas. CF-29's my discovery, and I do not yet know whether it has harmful side effects on humans. I'm pretty certain it hasn't. As certain as anybody is when he reaches a human volunteer stage. But to use it on a child, I'd have to be quite certain. Unless it was a question of taking a chance to save her life, which, of course, it isn't. Not even her health. She's as fit as you or I, probably fitter.
What about her intelligence? Isn't that as important as health? She's backward, Frank.
Oh.
And that can be just as much a handicap as diabetes, myopia, or any physical ailment.
She is not backward. She is, at the moment, in the bottom half of her class. That's all.
That's all you're saying, huh? And we can be 90% sure that by a simple injection, which Frank admits he's pretty certain has no side effects, we can put her in the top half. Have we a right to refuse of that?
We have no right to risk it.
Look, Douglas, I'll tell you what I'll do. There's a limit to how much I can speed up the human volunteer program, but at least I'll give it top priority. And I'll include a monthly series of intelligence tests on all the subjects, including the control group, alongside the allergy tests. Then, if after 6 months of the program no harmful side effects emerge, and if CF-29 is shown to improve human intelligence, and if Elizabeth then agrees, all right, I'll feel ethically justified in injecting Jenna.
Frank, thank you. I would agree to that.
And how long before you can start your program?
Well, it's too late now to get going before summer vacation. Well, my subjects will be away in a week or two. Now, it'd have to be September. But at least we'd have everything ready.
Plus another 6 months. That'll be 9, 10 months. No, Frank, I appreciate your attempt at a compromise, but Jenna needs help now.
Douglas.
And another thing. Your volunteers may be typical allergy sufferers, but they're not typical for IQ. It could be that CF-29 boosts a low IQ most and has only a slight effect or no effect at all on a high IQ. So your volunteers may well show little change. And that'd give you a loophole for refusing again.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Douglas, I resent that. I offer you a reasonable compromise to which Liz agrees, and I'll stick to the spirit of it, not just the letter. So what the hell's all this about loopholes?
It's because I know you, Frank. You're as bad as Liz. Sentimentalists, a pair of you. You're damn good scientists where your emotions aren't involved. But on a thing like this, you think with your guts instead of your heads.
Well, it was my guts that Jenna came from, remember? And all right, my guts say no.
And come next spring, your guts would find some excuse to say no again. To play the coward when Jenna needs your courage. And Frank's guts would echo yours. That's what I mean about loopholes.
Now, look here, Douglas. That's the second time that...
Harvey here. Oh, yes, of course. I'll be right there. Connor wants to see me. Think it over, you two.
Oh.
Who the hell does that man think he is, God?
Oh, Liz, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't...
please don't apologize, Frank. I'm scared.
Scared?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, angry, yes, I can understand that. Me too, for Christ's sake, but I don't see that there's anything to be scared of.
Well, you're not married to him.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's not violent. I don't mean that. I mean, you don't know him like I do.
Well, no, but...
Frank, he's made up his mind. And once he does that, nothing can change it. One way or another, he's going to see it through.
Make you change yours? I don't believe
that. No, nor yours, my dear. But once he knows he can't, well, he's quite capable of injecting Jenna himself.
Himself?
Believe me, Frank, has he got any CF-29? How much did you give him? Would he have used it all before you took over the injecting?
I gave him enough, a 1% solution for 20 doses.
Mm-hmm.
He said he used only 12. Now, which one of these is his drug cupboard?
Oh, the glass one at the end.
Damn it, it's locked. I can see it, though. CF-29, nearly half full.
Well, will your key fit it?
Oh, no luck, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, then I'm going to have to find a chance to borrow his. I'm not leaving that stuff in there. I'll get it out tonight, somehow.
Oh, be careful, Liz. He'll be furious. For God's sake, be careful.
Frank! Frank!
Liz!
Oh.
Come on. Did you manage it?
No, I didn't. I borrowed his keys all right. He changed when he got home and he left them on the dressing table.
Mm-hmm.
I made an excuse, said I was out of cigarettes and took the car for 10 minutes. Oh, Frank, it was awful. The way he grinned and said, yes, darling. He knew, I'm sure. He was laughing at me. I came to the lab and the CF-29 was gone. He's hidden it.
You were right. Must be. He's going to inject Jenna himself.
Well, I didn't give him duct to her like glue till I drove her to school, but... I can't keep that up forever. He's going to manage somehow. Oh, God, everything is on his side. Jenna's even got a cold. They'll tell her the injections for that, and she'll take it like a little lamb. Oh, Frank, what am I going to do?
There's only one way. We'll have to pretend to agree. Say we've thought it over, and we'll do as he says.
But what if...
But I'll then inject Jenna with a neutral solution. We'll pretend the whole thing.
Oh, Frank, yes. And he'll believe us. He'll believe he's convinced us.
Mm-hmm.
If he's arrogant enough for that. Oh, thank God.
Oh, damn.
What's the matter?
It won't work. Oh, Liz, it was a good idea, but it won't work.
Why not?
I've forgotten how much Douglas knows about CF-29. I've discussed the human volunteer program with him. Liz, it has a slight, though harmless, effect on the blood. So, 24 hours after the injection, we examine a blood sample to see if it's taken. That's to be a routine part of the whole human program, and Douglas knows it. He'll want to see Jenna's blood sample, man, that's for sure. And if he sees it's unaffected... Liz, we won't get away with it.
Yes, we will.
How the hell can we?
Frank, my blood group is the same as Jenna's.
I don't see what...
So you will inject Jenna with neutral and me with CF-29. And then it's my blood sample you show to Douglas, just as though it were Jenna's. He'll never realize.
No, Liz. No, I'm not putting you at risk.
Frank, I will just be another one of your human volunteers, knowing the score and able to make my own decisions, remember? And I qualify, all right. I am a scientist, and I'm allergic to cucumber. Do you think CF-29 can help me, Doctor?
I don't like
it. But you can't refuse it. I mean, you've admitted CF-29 is ready for adult human volunteers. You're satisfied the risks are minimal. So you've got one more volunteer. Go on, argue yourself out of that one.
Oh, damn it, Liz, you got me cornered. It would be a way.
There's just one thing, of course. I hope your precious CF-29 doesn't increase my IQ as much as it did the rat's. I mean, well, at least not too obviously, because... Douglas would certainly notice if I suddenly got brainy.
What's it for, Frank? I don't like being pricked in the arm.
Oh, it won't be bad, dear. Just keep still now.
I'll
Still. There. It's done. Wasn't too bad now, was it?
Not too bad. What's it for, though?
Well, you know how you get all sneezy when you get too near a cat?
Yes, it's called an allergy.
Right. Well, this is the new stuff I've got, which may help that. Can't promise anything, but it's worth trying.
Oh. How often do I have to get my arm pricked?
Just once more. A week's time. We call it a booster shot. Oh, and tomorrow I'll have to take a tiny drop of blood from your finger. And then the same thing again next week. But that's all, I promise you. I know you don't like to get shots. I'll tell you something. Neither do I.
But you're a doctor.
What's that got to do with it? Doctors are people. They like some things, they don't like others, just like anyone else.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean... You like Mommy, for instance.
Well, of course I like your Mommy. And your Daddy, and you.
Yes, but Mommy especially. I'm glad you do, because Daddy's too busy sometimes to be nice to her.
Jenna.
Oh, I don't mean he's nasty. He's just too busy to be nice. He thinks a lot, you know?
Nothing much wrong with your IQ, young lady.
IQ? Well, that's a sort of game you play to see how smart you are. At least Miss Stevens calls it a game. But they all get so serious about it.
Hey, Jenna. Would you like to play it with me?
Might be fun with you. When?
Tell you what. We'll make a special date for it. Just you and me. 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. That'll be our time for the IQ game.
I'll make you a cup of coffee.
Great.
That's what friends do on Saturday mornings, you know.
Thank God you and Liz have gotten some sense about it. I thought I was in for more of a fight.
Oh, no point in fighting over it. We all got a bit too heated that first time.
Well, like I told you, you were thinking with your guts.
Maybe.
Taken Jenna's blood test yet?
Liz is picking her up from school this afternoon and then bringing her into my office for it.
Good, good. I must say, Frank, you've got away with that kid. Her sole topic of conversation at breakfast was your Saturday morning coffee and IQ date. Sounded like a kid with a first boyfriend.
Well, I like her, too.
May I have a look?
Sure, if you like. Just turn this knob till you get it in focus.
Oh, gently, darling. It's not a faucet.
Wow. Is that really my blood? Looks like a beach full of pink pebbles.
One or two white ones as well, if you look carefully. They're bigger, more wavy around the edges.
Yeah, I can see one. And another.
They're your soldiers. They fight germs for you. Eat them up.
Have you got some germs to put in so I can see them do it?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Gina, darling, you said you wanted to visit Daddy's white rat.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting me look, Frank.
It's all right, any time. All right, now yours. Let's have your hand. Got it. Oh,
hurry up, he's on his way here.
How do you know that?
It's just a sort of a feeling, I suppose.
Oh, there's your slide.
Quick, throw Gina's in the bin.
Hang on. Now, let's see yours. Ah, there. Have a look. Characteristic CF-29 reaction.
Yeah, so it is.
Oh.
Can I see two?
Hi. Yeah. Come on in, Doug. Take a look.
In a sample?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, let's see. Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously taken, hasn't it? And no harm done? Well,
it's a bit early to say no harm done. Fingers crossed, though.
Well, so far, so good, anyhow. Oh, well. Nice work, Frank. I'd better get back to my place. Jenna was headed that way. I don't want all my rats loose. Drop in for a drink tonight, Frank.
Yeah, thanks. Like to. Glad you had that hunch. Damn near caught us with Jenna's sample instead of yours.
Yeah.
What is it, you all right?
Yes, of course. Frank?
Hey, Liz, what is it?
Nothing. Sorry. Someone walked over my grave. Don't forget that drink tonight, about 9-ish?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fine. All right, you did well on that one.
Does that mean I'm getting smarter?
Well, I think you're smart already. What it probably means is that you're not worrying so much about it. You know, when you worry, it's not easy to think straight.
But when everyone's telling you how important it is, you can't help worrying, can you?
Hard, isn't it? But next time, remember today and
how you did better when you treated it as a game. That'll help you take no notice of the people who are being too serious about it.
Have you ever tried taking no notice of Daddy when he's being serious?
I know what you mean. But it's only because he wants you to do well. So just remember, not worrying is the best way of doing well.
I know. Hi, Ben.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Oh, good. Now I can make coffee for all of us. I make good coffee.
She does, too. Oh, I'm glad it went well, Frank.
Oh, read it in our faces, did you?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Well, it's your doing, getting her to relax, but Doug will put it down to CF-29.
Yes. I know the short-term object of the exercise is to convince Douglas, but, you know, I must admit it's Jenna I'll be most pleased about. If I really can improve her test performance, I mean.
Well, an 8-point rise isn't a bad start, is it?
Oh, I didn't realize I'd said that.
Said what?
8 points. That's just what it was. 8 points up in her last score.
Well, of course you said it. When I said I was glad it went well, you said, read 8 points up in our faces, did you?
My memory must be slipping. I wish I could run tests on you. I'd love to know what CF-29 is doing to you.
Well, I ate some cucumber yesterday with no bad effects at all.
Well, that's encouraging anyway.
Oh, poor Frank. Boy, with all these goings on, everyone seems to forget that you were after an antihistamine drug.
Oh, well, that's show business.
I really am grateful, though, Frank, for all of your trouble over Jim.
Oh, God, it's no trouble. I enjoy it. Like you said the other day, I feel at ease with her.
And there isn't much ease in your life.
Why'd you say that, Liz?
Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, stupid thing to say. Forgive me, Frank.
There's nothing to forgive. Where's this marvelous coffee, I wonder?
No, not percent, pro rata.
Well, how'd you know?
Know what?
Then I just typed percent instead of pro rata. You're right, but how'd you know?
Oh, pure coincidence. I was reading my notes and I thought out loud. Oh, nothing to do with your typing.
Some coincidence. Kind of spooky when that happens.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey, You feeling okay?
Oh, yes, yes, Shirley, really. I just haven't slept very well the past night or two, that's all.
You work too hard's what I think. My mom always says, take a hot bath before you go to bed. Maybe you ought to try
it. Yes, I will, Shirley. Thank you.
Liz, you going to read all nine?
No, of course not. Just this chapter.
This chapter's gone on a hell of a long time. Here.
That wasn't very nice.
And reading in bed when your husband's feeling amorous isn't very nice either. So, turn off the radio.
Doug, please.
Well, what's the matter these days? Have I suddenly lost my manly charm?
No, of course not. It's me. I'm having an off phase. Women do, you know.
Well, you've never been prone to them. Come on, snap out of it.
No.
For God's sake, what's wrong with you?
I won't be used.
Well, that's a new one.
Is it?
After 11 years of marriage, you tell me.
And it has nothing to do with Frank, either.
Did I say anything about Frank?
Well, you didn't have to. It's written all over your face.
It's good eyesight you've got. Staring frigidly at the ceiling.
I am not frigid.
Well, I wouldn't have said so until this week.
Look, I'm sorry I said that about Frank. It was your fault saying he was in love with me. I thought maybe in your roundabout way you were hinting that I...
Oh, I don't know. You might do worse. At least Frank would be too much of a gentleman to use you.
Yes, I imagine he would.
Well, I'm not a gentleman. So I think it'd be safer if I slept in a spare room.
Why don't you want the
I just don't. Please, Frank, don't ask me to.
What about Douglas?
You needn't know. You can pretend that you have.
And what's the point? The booster shot's a normal part of the process. In fact, it would be unwise to leave it out.
And the second blood test. How are you going to fake that?
I don't care.
Sit down, Liz. Please, try to be calm.
I'm sorry.
Look, there's something worrying you, something very serious. Can't you tell me?
All right. I will tell you. This CF-29 of yours. Frank, the damn stuff is making me telepathic.
Liz, you're tense. You've been working too hard. You're imagining things now. You must be.
Am I? Frank, I want you to take a piece of paper, write down 6 random numbers. I'll turn my back.
Okay, if you say so. All right, I've done it.
All right, now think them at me one by one.
Oh, but...
Please, please.
All right.
28, 3, 71, 11, 40, 57.
Good God.
Now, do you believe me?
You got all 6 right.
I know. And just then there flashed through your mind the memory of an argument you once had with a fellow student. His name was Peter, I think. About the possibility of telepathy. He denied it. You insisted on keeping an open mind.
Oh, for God's sake, don't corner me.
Right now, do you see, I don't want the booster shot. Everyone's thoughts are bombarding me. I don't think I can take it.
I'm sorry, Liz, but leaving out the booster shot won't help. The booster's not really that at all. It doesn't reinforce the effect of CF-29, which I'm reasonably sure is irreversible. Its purpose is to improve the blood's immunity to any possible side effects. Now, let me explain,
Frank,
what I mean by that.
It is no use.
What's no use?
Going all dry and technical on me, trying to hide yourself. Oh, Frank, I know it's an invasion. It's a kind of sacrilege. But don't you see, I can't help it. That's what's happened to me.
Then you know I love you.
Yes. I know. You have ever since May of last year. You realized it one morning when I came to return a copy of the AMA journal you'd lent me, of all things.
No, I never meant for you to find out.
I know that.
I have no right to feel like this. Douglas is your husband. My friend. And he loves you.
Loves me?
Of course he does. Anyone can see that.
Oh, Frank, you know what's been the most awful thing about all this? Getting inside his mind.
Oh, my God.
I used to think the same as you. I thought, he's arrogant, he's selfish, he's thoughtless. But, well, that was just part of his brilliance and single-mindedness. I forgave it all because I believed at least he loves me. I am a useful piece of property. An educated audience, an efficient housewife, a socially convenient partner, and a reasonably shapely sensual outlet.
Liz.
Which saves him the trouble of being unfaithful too often. Adultery can be so complicated, you know. Although it's a stimulating exercise now and then. He's got his eye on young Shirley already, but
Liz.
He's wondering if her loyalty to me will create problems. But then he got away with it with Christine Page, so after...
Stop it, Liz, stop it.
Oh, Frank. Would you say that I'm a good wife? Would you say that I believe in marriage, in loyalty?
You know what I think.
All too literally, my dear. You see why I feel unclean. Oh, please, Frank, forgive me. I have no right to burden you of all people, but I just have to talk or I'll go mad. Thank you for listening.
Liz?
Yeah?
We were wrong about the rats.
Yeah.
Of course. CF-29 didn't improve intelligence at all. It made them telepathic. I know they're a different species from us, a simpler kind of awareness, but the drug must have made them telepathic to Douglas in some degree. Enough for him to pick up something from his mind while he was watching them solve the maze, to give him a bias toward the right answer.
Telepathic rats. Oh.
I know.
Still, you're right. That has to be the explanation.
But how can we tell Douglas unless...
We can't. It'll just have to go ahead.
You see, Dr. Underwood?
Yes?
Here's all the letters for you to sign.
Which ones?
To your CF-29 volunteers, telling them when they've got to be injected.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Just leave them here, will you? I'll sign them in a minute.
Okay. Exciting, isn't it?
Well.
Oh, I know it's all about allergies and that, really, but waiting to see if it makes them all smarter, I mean. And if it does, you can turn out lots and lots and make everybody smarter. Something to think about, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Don't forget those letters, will you, Doctor?
Right.
By 4 if you want them in the mail today.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the mouths of babes. Oh, my God. Frank, we hadn't even begun to think, don't you see?
The human volunteers. Oh, Jesus, we can't.
You're damn right we can't. Oh, Frank, think of it. A single injection turning anyone into a telepath. And once the secret was out, it spread like wildfire.
Liz, we've got to destroy every milligram of CF-29 right away. I can fake evidence it's dangerous to humans. Even spread a virus secretly among Douglas's rats and blame CF-29 anything. I don't like using lies, but letting this loose would be a crime. No, we can stop it, and we'll get away with the lie.
With everyone but Douglas, I think.
We'll have to tell him, Liz.
Oh, God.
We'll have to. Got no choice. He's too close to it. He'd know I was faking it. We'll have to go in and talk to him right now. Tell him about Jenna. Tell him what we did. Good God. Exactly what I said. Proof enough, Douglas?
It's amazing. Liz, what am I thinking about now?
The gas mileage on the car. When you filled her up this morning, you worked it out at 31.9 miles to the gallon.
Right! And to think we were getting worried about improved IQ, that was nothing. Liz, Frank, oh my God, this is incredible. Liz, let's try some more. If I read a book to myself silently, we'll see if you can tell me word for word what I'm reading.
No, Douglas, really, right now that would be a waste of time. Believe me, I could do it standing on my head. Don't you understand? For the past 4 or 5 days, I have followed every thought in your mind. And Frank's and Jenna's and Shirley's. Hell, everybody I've been in contact with. I can't escape it. I really don't have time for politics.
Okay. Frank, you and me next. Get some CF-29. I gave you back what I had left, remember?
Yeah, it's all locked up in my drug cabinet. And it's staying right there until I destroy it.
What do you mean, destroy it?
We are going to destroy every last drop of that stuff. And between us, we're going to fake evidence to show that we've discovered it's medically dangerous. And none of us is going to breathe a word ever about what it is we've really discovered.
Are you out of your mind?
We would be if we let this out.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. The greatest scientific breakthrough since man controlled fire?
This isn't fire, Doug. It's dynamite. It's a mental hydrogen bomb. For Christ's sake, Douglas, stop and think. If this gets out, it'll be everybody or nobody. Which means everybody, because there'll be no way of stopping it. And man's not ready for it. It'll drive the world mad.
Has it driven Liz mad?
Oh, I've asked myself that once or twice.
Of course it hasn't. She's as sane as we are.
She's an intelligent, well-balanced, responsible woman. And God knows it's been as much as she can take. What about the neurotics and the villains and the fanatics and the psychopaths?
You're thinking with your guts again. There'd be ways of keeping it from the unfit.
Who would judge who was unfit? Bureaucrats? Would-be dictators? That would be marvelous, wouldn't it? Ruled by a telepathic elite, self-appointed, with plenty of villains black marketing it on the side.
Again, thinking with your guts. My God, you two sound like all the moaners who've panicked at every new discovery since the wheel.
There's never been a discovery like
You're
this.
You're damn right there hasn't, and we've discovered it. Ha! I'll forgive you two deceiving me about Jenna and Frank. I'll forgive you for being in love with my wife, because none of that matters now. Between us, we've made the greatest discovery in history. And my God, we're going to use it.
No.
Yes. All right, I'll give you this much. We'll handle it very carefully at top level. We'll inject ourselves first, and then I know how we can bypass Connor and take it straight
Douglas,
to the president.
No. We've got to destroy the drug and the formula and keep our mouths shut.
Now and always.
You two stupid lovebirds!
Hey, where are you going? No, Liz, don't. Give him a little time. We'll make him see sense.
You think so, Frank? I just can't bear this anymore.
No, just take it easy.
Okay, all right. I'll be all right. Do you know what it's like to quarrel with your husband and hear his thoughts as well as his words?
Oh,
I mean, he's mad. He's obsessed. And this has pushed him right over the edge. Frank, what are we going to do?
We'll have to talk to Connor. He's no fool. He'll see what's got to be done.
How many people actually know the formula?
Me, Connor. It's in writing in his file and mine, but only the typists have seen it. I think we can put a stop to it.
Frank!
Huh?
After him! Quick! He's gone to inject himself.
But he hasn't got any...
He's gone to your lab. He'll break open the cupboard.
Oh, my God.
He's locked us in.
Smash the lock. Hurry!
Not a hope.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm such a fool. I was trying to shut him out of my mind. I should have gone on listening. He's there. He's looking at the cupboard.
Oh, my God, Liz, he'll kill himself.
What do you mean?
I gotta get through that window.
Well, Frank, you can't do that. It's too high.
I must. Liz, the CF-29 that's in my cupboard, it's pure concentrate. The injections are 1% solution. Douglas doesn't know that. The concentrate could kill him.
But he smashed open the cupboard. God, he's got it in his hand.
Never get through here. Try ringing my lab. He might answer.
Oh, he's filling a hypodermic.
I got it, I think.
He's decided not to answer. Frank, it's too late.
Huh?
He's injected himself.
No, it's not too late. There's an antidote. Keep ringing.
Now, Frank, come down. He's on his way back to crow over us.
Oh. Can you reach his mind? Try and make him hurry.
No, I've tried. It doesn't work, I'm afraid.
He'll need that antidote right away within minutes.
Oh, he's hurrying. He can't wait to tell us. Here he comes.
Okay, I've done it. I've taken it. Nothing can stop us now.
All right, quick. Back to my lab. Come on.
Hell, before it's done, I tell you, I've injected myself.
With the concentrate, you damn fool.
What do you mean? Hey, what are you doing?
Come on. Come on. Keep moving. Keep your limbs moving until we get the antidote into you.
No, I won't be stopped now.
If we don't, you're dead.
Frank, what does she mean, dead?
You took the concentrate. The injection should be a 1% solution. That's what I gave you for the rats, and that's what Elizabeth had. The pure stuff's deadly.
Oh my God. I didn't know you.
You're breaking into other people's drug cupboards. What do you expect? Come on, keep moving.
I can't.
Come on.
You can. Come on.
I'll never make it. I can't.
You will? Come on.
I can't.
Look after him, Liz. I'll get the antidote.
Frank, come back.
Liz, it's the only way.
He's dead.
Oh, you can't be sure.
I can. I felt his brain snuff out. He just isn't there anymore.
Sleep?
Yeah. She's exhausted.
She held up very well after the first shock.
Yes. Well, it was only shock. I think he'd forfeited her love a long time ago. How have you been managing?
Well, no problem. Told Connor that Douglas wanted to try the CF-29 on himself for the IQ effect. That I refused, that we had an argument, that Douglas stormed off to my lab in a temper, broke into the drug cupboard, and took the concentrate without realizing. Which is all true, except for the IQ bit. God knows there was enough evidence to back it up. The inquest will find accidental death. With a smashed cupboard, the coroner can hardly lecture the laboratory about negligence. Shirley heard the glass break, by the way. Her door was open. She saw that no one but Douglas came out of my place. Oh, I don't know why you ask. You know what I'm thinking and doing all the time.
That's true. I just don't like, rubbing your nose in the fact, so I ask out loud.
Mm-hmm. You know all the steps that I've taken to put a stop to CF-29? And that they'll work.
Oh. And that you've kept just 50 cc's of it. And also why you've done it.
Do you mind if I say it out loud? I still feel easier that way.
Of course, my dear.
I'm going to inject myself. You and I will be the only ones. And the secret will stay with us. Douglas is only just dead. If we were two normal people, I'd wait for months and court you gently.
And I'd accept you. Which is only fair to tell you even so soon. I can't know all about you. Leave you guessing.
Oh, I love you, Elizabeth. I know I don't have to tell you in words, but I like the sound of them.
So do I.
So I have to inject myself to be like you.
You know, I wonder if we can survive. I've learned in the past few days just what it means to have your mind wide open to other people's thoughts. I can't describe it any more than you could describe sight to a man who's been blind from birth. At first, I thought it would kill me. I did, Frank. I thought I'd be mentally battered to death.
You aren't, though. You're too strong.
Oh, too something. I found I could live with it. But whether two people open to each other, however much they love one another, well, I just don't know. And I'm afraid for both of them.
So am I. But what's our alternative? To leave things as they are? The one-way link? That'd be doomed from the start. The classical tragedy of the mortal who mates with a goddess.
No, really.
Destroying him and maiming her. But the other, the two-way link, will be stepping into a light that may be too bright to bear. We don't know. But it's our only hope. To step into it together.
You've got the hypodermic, haven't you? Already filled.
Yeah. Waiting for your decision.
We'll be saying goodbye to the ordinary, safe, familiar world.
You said goodbye to it a week ago.
I know. It's very lonely out here.
I want to join you out there. Whatever the dangers, at least to put an end to the loneliness.
Oh, there'll be no at least about it.
Well, my love,
hold out your arm.
The Maze, by Stuart Farrar. The cast included Ray Owens, Ralph Bell, Lynn Rogers, and Billy Lou Watt. Produced by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.